Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast by the DG Institute. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher, and this podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Let's get started. In this session, I thought it would be timely for us to talk about auctions because the property market Australia-wide is so hot right now, and it's always been the case that the Sydney and Melbourne markets favour auctions. In fact, it's quite unusual to not have an auction in Sydney, but other states are not that familiar with auctions. They just haven't been that prevalent, and now they are. So WA and Queensland just didn't traditionally hold auctions. And I think auctions intimidate a lot of us because it means that we have to do a lot of work on a property that we won't even get. And in a hot market like this, everyone misses out. And every time you've got to spend hundreds of dollars doing your building report and your pest report and, you know, having a lawyer look at the contract, and it's on a deal that you don't even get anyway, and you just keep fronting up. And, you know, once you miss out a few times, you're talking thousands of dollars on properties that you just couldn't execute on. So a lot of people then look for private treaties or something that just says for sale and a price. And they're few and far between in a market like this. And it often means that you pay more. So I just want to reframe auctions for you. I have personally sold at auction, and it's been a really bad experience. In fact, I would be really, really cautious of doing it again as a seller. So rather than looking at our perception of the world, which is it's so hard, auction after auction, why bother? Let's look at it and reframe it from a seller's point of view. I'll tell you my story. What happened to me was I bought a property off the plan and did really, really well. I think the developer mispriced it. It was a Mervac property, and it was kind of a new idea. It was a wharf apartment. So it had a jetty, and it had a private mooring for boats, and it was a luxury apartment, and did really, really well on that because I bought it at 4 years ago prices, and I didn't have to settle till 4 years later, and the market had lifted during that time, and these things were really scarce. So I thought, wow, off the plan is awesome, Mervac is awesome, and I bought another Mervac property, another apartment off the plan. What I didn't realize is that Mervac, the developer, have their database. So everyone who bought at Walsh Bay, the first one, they offered the second property to off the plan. Everyone did well on Walsh Bay. Everyone speculated on the second one. And it may have been all right because the second off the plan was a really unique building, fantastic views, beautiful apartment. We paid about 1.2, 1.3 off the plan. And when we went to resell, we thought we'll make at least $100,000. In fact, we'll sell before we settle. And there must be a waiting list because there was a waiting list at Walsh Bay for people who didn't get in, who would buy your property before you even had to settle when it was half finished being built. And this time there were no buyers. And the reason for that was, unbeknownst to us, and you could never predict this, but Bob Carr, who was then Premier of New South Wales, said, wow, the state's making so much money from stamp duty in a property boom. Let's introduce what they called a vendor's exit tax. So it was paying tax when you sell an investment property. And that just killed the property market. So what happened with this building? It was called Icon in Potts Point in Sydney. But what happened was a whole lot of people bought it on a speculative basis off the plan, never expecting to settle. Somehow they all had to come up with the settlement money, and it meant that there was a real fire sale in the building. So it meant every Saturday there were like 100 apartments for sale, and buyers were coming through and browsing and comparing, and they were going, I don't like this one, the bathroom's downstairs, I prefer the other one with the bathroom over this side, and we just couldn't compete. So we pulled it for a bit, we put a tenant in for 6 months, then we said we have to differentiate. differentiate ours. So we got an interior designer in. We wanted ours to just stand out. We went for Manhattan chic, and then we said, let's sell it again. So we got an agent who was the best agent in the area, posh eastern suburbs, suburb of Sydney. And she said, auction, sweetie, only way to go, darling. You have to send it to auction. You have to have Saskia do your flowers. You have to spend $300 every week having fresh flowers. And then what we're going to do is we're going to have an auction campaign, but we're going to have canapes, darling, and champagne. And we're going to invite everyone, bring all your friends. It's a party. We'll get a buzz. We'll get emotion. And what's going to happen is all these bidders are going to just push up your price because they're so emotional. Now, we needed $1.5 million to get our money back then. And she said, with Saskia's flowers, darling, no problem. And so off we went to auction. And she had quoted the price quite low. She said, I'm going to tell people we're looking for above $1.25. And she said, then they'll get all exuberant and they'll bid the price up at auction. And away we went. So then she said to us, what's your reserve? Now, think about this from a seller's point of view. When do you sell something and the person acting for you, the agent, says, what is the rock bottom you'll ever take? Where do you set your rock bottom price? And you're telling that, you're broadcasting that basically to the public at the auction. It either gets passed in or you hit your rock bottom price. So we said 1.5 because that's what she told us, that's what we needed. And she went, interesting, let's see where we go. At the end of the day, we had a room full of $1.25 million bidders who were not going to go to $1.5 million, no matter the amount of canapes and champagne and everything that we had. So what happened was that we had spent tens of thousands of dollars in advertising, full page ads, marketing this property. And then it got to a point where the auction stalled. It hadn't met reserve. So they pulled us outside and they said, you have to put it on the market now. Now, on the market means that people will start bidding again and we'll sell to whoever. We're not going to pass it in. We will take whatever happens about from where the bids go from here. She said, you've lost all that money. You've lost, you know, tens of thousands in marketing costs. We've pulled the eyes out of this. You've advertised it, full page ads for 4 weeks. You've had a massive campaign. Every single buyer with money now is in that room there, ready to compete against each other and bid your price off. If you pull it now, then everything's wasted. The time and the money you've invested to get to this point, you're beyond the point of no return. So they're working on us. It was easy. We paid for all the ads and everything, and they just needed to get a sale. So our agent was pushing us down to accept whatever offer we got. And I think we got $1.3 million in the end, which was below our expectations. So auctions are great when you need to sell. And that's what agents will say. You definitely get a sale if you put it to auction, because that's what you do. You open it up and the highest bidder gets it on the day, come hell or high water. But secondly, they're good when you get really emotional buyers who are ready, who turn up and who are able to bid. But if they're unemotional, or if they don't show up because they've just been pipped at the post too many times and they're fatigued, it means that you may not get your dream buyers. So think of it this way. A lot of your competition may not go to an auction. They've got to be pretty serious, because auction conditions mean you buy on the day when the hammer falls. You don't get to say, oh, now I've got to do my searches. I have to check it out. I thought I liked it. You don't just go to an auction because you're driving past and you think it looks pretty. So these are serious buyers. So half of your competition may not even be there. So you're competing against fewer people. A seller at auction has decided they must sell. They're putting it all on the line. They're giving it everything. The agent's giving it everything. Everyone's working towards that deadline of auction day. And it means that there are only serious buyers there. Now, the agent may have conditioned the buyers to get them in. The agent would rather have as many interested parties as possible. And what they do, and look, this isn't all agents, but it's good to know how the industry works. What they do from a selling point of view is they end up managing your expectations. So they're working both sides. Even though they're your agent, what they'll usually do to get the listing, they'll tell you what you want to hear, which for us was 1.5 million. And then what happens is to get the buyers in, they'll say something like, well, we're not sure. We're thinking around 1.2. It's the first open. We see how we go. And then they'll come back to you as seller every week and go, oh, people didn't like the kitchen. Oh, we only had three people through and they said it was too small or whatever. They'll trash talk it and push it down. And they end up working on you, working on the buyers, and you meet somewhere in between. So what it means is that if you just show up at an auction, you have a real chance. People who sell at auction often have to sell because they've bought somewhere else. And what agents say in a hot market is they say, oh, buy this one, we'll sell yours, we'll have no problem selling yours. And what happens is the seller paints themselves into a corner. So we've got serious people sometimes not showing up because they think it'll go for a whole lot more because they've been burnt before. And we've had students in our community just turn up and they can't believe that no one's there to bid, but everyone just assumed that it was such an awesome property that it would go for so much more, so they didn't show up. So turn up every time, be ready every time. Knowledge is power and data is the new gold. So we have made it our mission at the DG Institute to empower people to create wealth and then more than wealth. Freedom through property. One of the ways we do that is by sharing up-to-the-minute information on how to do just that, create financial freedom through property. If you'd like to learn how to buy undervalued properties from motivated sellers in this market right now, then we'd like to invite you to attend our free Real Estate Rescue webinar. To access this, please go now to www.dginstitute.com.au/go. You're going to learn so much, so you won't want to miss this. And for any other questions you might have around property, and actually for all of your property needs, please visit our website at dginstitute.com.au. So don't forget, at an auction, just because the standard contract says 4 week settlement and 10% deposit and whatever, you can change that. So you can, our team can ring up, or you can do it yourself. You can ask the agent or the solicitor on the other side, and you can say, I like this property. If I'm the successful bidder, I want these terms to apply to me. I only want a 5% deposit and I want an 8 week settlement or whatever. You can put special conditions in there that you get early access, or that you get time to measure up, or that you can put plans through council during the settlement period. So there's so much you can negotiate into the contract. Then when you're bidding at the auction, if you're successful, your pre-negotiated contract is the one that applies. So you've got a lot of flexibility there. The other thing that happens these days is a lot of agents in a hot market, because they don't want buyers just dropping off, they do the building and the pest report. The seller actually pays for that so that they can say, this property is ready to go. Here's the building, here's the pest. So don't let auctions scare you off looking at properties. I know I was initially intimidated, and I would look through and I just discard anything at auction, and I'd just go for ones that were for sale. It's really easy now when they have auctions. You can just go into realestate.com.au, send the agent a message, say what are the price expectations, ask questions. It's all digital, anonymous, easy. Have your contract look out, get everything ready, and then the night before, prepare. Prepare from the point of view of what it is worth to you. Whilst you're rational and unemotional, set your price expectations. If there's someone else involved, a business partner or a spouse, talk to them, agree together what your limit is. Once you have that limit, then there's one more thing to do. Set your stretch limit, because often what will happen is you think, yep, it's worth $650,000. And then it's going once, going twice, going three times at $651,000. And you go, oh, would I miss it just for $1,000? And then you go $652,000, $653,000. So really set your stretch target and your real limit of what you'd walk away, your walk away point, before. So prepare as to what you want to pay. Have a buffer or a stretch amount that'll be worth it for you not to miss out, an extra 5 or 10 or whatever it may be for you, and then stick to that no matter what. Now, when you get there, keep a poker face. So sometimes it's held of an evening with multiple properties being sold, like in a hotel, you know, ballroom or whatever. And sometimes it's held on site, maybe on a Saturday or whatever. either way, be ready and position yourself. And when I say position yourself, sometimes people sit at the back and then they'll say, your property's, you know, the next item up for bid, the next property is this one. And then you'll see people get up from the back and bustle towards the front of the room. They're announcing an intention. I don't know, it's just not cool. You wanna be cool about it. Secondly, if it's on site, same thing. When you get there, when people start to gather around the auctioneer, position yourself, stand firm, stand confidently. That's what you want to be, because this really is a game of chicken. You are psyching other competitors out, and your confidence is everything. It signals your intent. So position yourself and have your poker face. My husband Kevin's really bad at auctions. He gets upset, he gets emotional, especially because it's the auctioneer's job to try and pull more money out, and it's the agent's job to work the room and work potential buyers. So what will happen is there'll be an underbidder, or there'll be someone who was seriously in the game, and the agents will have several people, other agents, working the room. So it will be your offer. They'll go, going once, going twice. You'll think, oh, I've got it. And then they'll say, just one moment, and the agent will be whispering to the last guy. And what they'll be saying is, come on, do you really want to miss this? Just $1,000. Just bid one extra $1,000. And then the person will agonize and agonize. And sometimes it will take like 5 minutes or 10 minutes between bids. And the bids will start going up in, you know, $500 increments. And that's when Kevin just goes, oh, for heaven's sake, bang the hammer, and gets angry. And it just shows that you're emotional and you're agitated. You've shown your hand. So keep your powder dry. And when it comes to bids, don't be that person like your competitors who are taking their time, who are, it's like pulling teeth getting a bid. What that signals, to me anyway, on reading the room, is that they're at the end of their line. They said they go to 500,000. It's at 500,000. Now it's really, really hard. They're digging around in the bottom of their bag for spare change to try and up their bid. They've got nothing more left in them. And the longer it takes them to put in a counter bid, the harder it is and the closer they are to their limit. So they've shown their hand to you. You've got an advantage now because you've got more information. So don't show your hand. Even if you're right at the end, put your bid in really fast, really confidently. Don't wait. So for example, if they say 553, 554, and then they wait 15 minutes, okay, you know, 555, 556, just right back. What it does is it psychs them out like, oh my gosh, this person has such deep pockets, they're going to go all day. And consider, you read the room, you're there, read the vibe on the day and the temperature, gauge it, but it may be worth doing bigger jumps if you can. For example, if you're going, if it's at 552 and a half and they're agonizing and agonizing and agonizing, and they finally, 15 minutes later, they say, okay, 552 and a half, they bid 553. Straight back 555, and then another 15 minutes and they bid 555 and a half, 557. And they're just going, wow, this person is jumping in 2,000 units. So, provided it's within your limit, and psychologically, they just go forget it. I know that I used to get psyched out by developers, or I used to assume they were developers, especially if they wore, you know, a logo or a builder's boots and they had paint all over them. I just think, oh, they're far more serious than me. They've got, you know, deeper pockets. They're going to go further. They really want this. They're going to build townhouses or whatever. They've probably got another few million in their pocket. I'll never compete. I'll just stop. It's embarrassing almost. And the other thing is, have a post-auction strategy. So a lot of the time you miss out and you go, oh, well, too bad. Sometimes, even if it's passed in, what is in it for the seller and what they're wanting is to sell under auction conditions. And you can do that on the day of auction. Auction conditions means it's unconditional. There's no cooling off period. There's no subject to finance and you get your loan in order or whatever. Once the hammer falls on the day, there is a binding contract with that bidder, and the seller and the winner at the auction already have a done deal contract and you can't get out of that. So agents and sellers really, really want to do business on the day. And there's nothing like urgency to get a deal over the line. And don't don't forget, and I know we've talked about before in other sessions, negotiation skills. So don't forget that the party who is time poor, who's under some sort of time duress, is often not able to control the situation. If you've got all the time in the world, then you've got some leverage in a negotiation. So be ready to negotiate post-auction. They may come to you and say, look, if you could do this now, an extra 5,000 will get it for you and we'll sign it up today and here and now. If you think you're a bit cocky and you go, oh, well, I'll have a think about it. You know, sucked in. You got passed in at auction. You couldn't find a buyer. We'll talk next week. My people will talk to your people. You may miss out. Your strongest point as a buyer is on that day of auction, because you can be rest assured the agent will be saying to the seller, look, the buyer's here. We need to do this. We need to exchange under auction conditions. Just take the offer. If I can get them up another five, will you take it? The agent's kind of your friend here. I know from my failed auctions, the agents are always putting the pressure on you, saying as a seller, if you don't sell now, you never will. Your stale stock that comes on the market on Monday, passed in at auction in a market where nothing's getting passed in, you're going to sit there for another 3 months. There will be one where you are the last man standing, and literally it happens. Other people are psyched out. Other players just don't show up. I've seen people get deals way below market. People couldn't believe it. And they went, I was going to go to that auction. I thought it would go for hundreds of thousands more. And by just showing up, you don't know the seller's situation. You don't know how keen they are to sell. You don't know if they've bought somewhere else or how pressured they are or just what they're going to do on the day. So just show up. They're my auction tips. I'm sure there's many others, but if you reframe it as auctions not being so good for sellers every single time and being a real opportunity for you, and just keep persevering, you will one day bag a bargain. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisitions. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.